talking with Laura Scott. This is an interview from the Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society Quilters on File project. Today is March 20th, 1983. We are in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, in the county of Campbell County, and we are in the home of Jim and Oma Scott in Fort Thomas. Mrs. Scott, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Just to make my record correct, will you please spell your full name?
L-A-U-R-A, Laurie, S-C-O-T-T, Scott.
And what is your husband's name, Ms. Scott?
J-A-S-P-E-R, Jasper, S-C-O-T-T, Scott.
Now, I believe you told me that your husband was deceased. Now, what year did he die?
1974.
Now, also, I believe you told me that this Mr. Scott was your second husband.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the name of your first husband?
Henry Hensley.
And by these two husbands, why, how many children did you have?
14.
And the Mr. Scott then is the father of Jim Scott,
yes,
whose home we're visiting now, where we're making this interview. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Oma Scott, his wife, Jim's wife, has also been interviewed for this Quilters on File program. So I wanted to make the connection in the family from Jim and his mother and his wife to be on the tape at this in this project. What is your occupation, Mrs. Scott?
Well, I'm a big piece and quilts about all I do.
Well, I guess you're sort of a homemaker and
yeah,
those things. And through the years, you had a family and a pretty busy life.
Yeah.
So at this time, you sort of retired from some of that.
Yeah.
Now, where do you live presently?
I just live first one of the children and another near Fort Thomas.
And so you have children that live in different areas and
yeah,
you visit with them.
Yeah, sometimes I go to visit them.
And what was your husband's occupation?
Working in the mines and farming.
And this was in Harlan County?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let's go back to when you were a little girl before you married. Where did you live?
In Harlan County.
And then when, okay, then when you married the first husband, where did you live?
Still in Harlan County.
Now, about how old were you when you married?
I think I was about going on 17 years old.
Okay. And the, he did not, you were not married to him too many years before his death. Now, is that correct?
About 5 years.
Okay, so then the 14 children, how many were his children?
Two of them.
And then the others were Mr. Scott's?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Where were your parents from? Your mother and father?
They're in Harlan County, as far as I know.
And what did your father do?
Well, he farmed and worked sometimes in the mines, just anything he could get to work at, you know.
And what was your father's name?
George Hamlin.
And what was your mother's name?
Ada Hamlin.
And they both came from Harlan County. Their families probably were there, too.
Yeah.
What is your religious preference?
Baptist.
Okay, and how old are you, Miss Scott?
I was born in 1896, be 87, 24th day of May.
All right. Where did you go to school?
There in Harlan County, what little I went to.
Well, how far did you go in school?
Well, I just got into the second grade.
And then did you have to work?
Well, my mother got so weak, I just had to stay at home and help her.
And
so,
that took care of your getting away from home then, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for giving us this background material. Mm-hmm. And now let's turn our thoughts to quilting. Uh-huh. When did you learn to quilt, Miss Scott?
Well, I guess I was about 16 years old.
And who taught you?
My mother.
And in what way did she go about this?
Well, she quilted all the time, and I just watched her mostly. She didn't ever really teach me to.
You just picked it up?
Just picked it up watching her.
Did she quilt a lot?
Well, not too much.
Did she make the covers for the family beds?
Yeah.
And when you started to quilt, was this in your new home when you got married?
Yes, ma'am. I had made some quilts. I didn't have enough cover, and I sat in and made me some quilts.
That seemed like a fun thing, as well as practical, too. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what pattern you used for some of your early quilts?
I didn't have no patterns then. They just bought material. They called it quilt topping. It was all together, and just buy so much of it to make a quilt, 5 or 6 yards, I think, of it.
And then how did you put that together?
I just got me some padding and put in it, laid it down on the floor and put it all together. Put it together and then put it in frames and quilted it.
And what kind of frame did you use?
Well, I just had to hang them up to the ceiling. And there's square.
And then you would quilt?
Yeah. Quilt in.
Would you roll it, say, to the center and then start there and quilt outward?
Uh-huh.
When you put a quilt in, did you work on it really hard, or did you put it aside?
Yes, I worked pretty steady on them. I didn't have nothing else much to do at that time.
Did you enjoy quilting?
Yes, I sure did.
Do you remember in your early years how many you might have made in your first home?
No. I know I made about 8 one time along when, you know, pretty close together.
Mm-hmm. You mean in 1 year you might have made 8?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you worked pretty hard. Did anyone else in your family quilt besides you and your mother?
Oh, yeah. I guess they did. I don't remember.
Did you ever see the men who quilted? In your knowledge of people who quilted, did you know any men who quilted?
No, I didn't know no men that were quilting. They never
they were too
nothing
busy.
About quilting. My brother tried to learn if he'd quilt some on a quilt.
Did he stick with it, or?
No, he didn't go with it long. He was just a young boy. He don't help mother quilt.
But men do quilt, you know.
Yeah,
so I know
they do.
In the fixing the quilt, did you quilt like in the daytime or in the evening?
I quilt in the daytime all along through the day.
So when you got your chores finished, you just go to quilt?
Mm-hmm.
The quilt design or the quilt pattern then, you say, is sort of based on the one color, one piece of cloth all the way across.
Uh-huh.
Then what type quilting design did you make on top of that one colored topping?
You mean the like more quilted design of it?
Yes.
Just straight across.
Straight line.
About the fur part, the rows.
About 2 inches apart.
Uh-huh.
And straight rows.
Uh-huh.
And then it was, then how did you bind the edges, or how did you finish the edges?
I just hemmed the edges of them. I didn't bind them.
From, say, the back
from
of it?
Yeah, from the back. Just hemmed it up.
To the front, and then whipped it down on your thing. Well, that's the way most people did.
Yeah.
Which do you find most satisfying, piecing a quilt or quilting a quilt?
Piecing one these days. I used to like to quilt, but it don't go so good with me now. I ain't quilting none. See, I quilted a little last year, and I put my daughter on her quilt.
But now I have seen your quilt that you were making now. Tell me about your last quilt, and then we'll talk about all those in the middle. What is the quilt you're making now?
It's a 9-block quilt. I call it.
Yes.
It all put together.
And tell me how you sort of design out a quilt, or how, when you see your scraps and your He says, how do you sort of think through it?
I just pick out the pieces I want to put together and just sew them together.
And then when you get several blocks made, then how do you look at it from the whole quilt idea?
Well, I try to fit it all up till there ain't none of the same pieces that fit to each other.
And I believe you told me you laid it on top of the bed studied your design as you went along.
Uh-huh.
And then you enjoy how your work is showing up.
Yeah.
Well, now, in between this quilt you're making now and the ones you made as a young bride, I'm told that you have made many, many quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And at recent years, you have turned to making more tops than completing the quilt.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about some of the tops that you've made.
You mean how they're put together?
The patterns, the colors.
Well, different colors. Any color I had in there, I'd place it all together, but I wouldn't have one piece to fit into the other that was alike, the color alike.
And these would be mainly squares, I believe, that you say that you work with squares a lot. But you do use some strips with solid pieces.
Yeah, just solid pieces, strips, you know, that's been cut off of material or something.
Now tell me about where you get your fabric.
You mean
to make your quilts?
I bought part of them, ordered them from Sears and Roebuck.
And these are pre-cut squares.
And some of them I had, and some I bought them at the store.
And so, then tell me about putting them together with strips. Now you say that the one you're doing now, the squares all join up, and it's a consecutive squares.
Yeah.
But you told me earlier about some that you do in the stripping.
Well. You put a strip here, a square here, and then a strip back over here, and a square here, and a strip down betwixt every square.
So between every square, then there's a strip, and then there's probably a corner piece.
I think they're prettier the other way, but I just...
Now, is this sort of a contrasting color that you might pick up? And then that has a whole different look to those that are joined square, isn't it? Well, that sounds like a lovely way to make variations with squares. Well, in your opinion, what makes a good quilt? What makes you feel like it's a good quilt, it looks good?
Well, some of them, I like the way I fix some of them don't like them so good.
Well, I guess that's true with any of it. Do you have any idea how long it takes you to quilt a quilt? Back when you were quilting?
No, about 2 or 3 days, I guess. So the nearest I'm yet.
Well, that would be quilting quite heavy, wouldn't it? Quite a lot.
That would keep pretty busy. I'd quilt it then.
I believe so. Did you ever go to a quilting bee?
I never did. Nobody ever asked me how. People used to way back have quilts, but. I don't know why then. I told them it looked like the women folks would all get together and have quilting and quilting. I told Hazel that. I said, why don't you and your neighbors around you all of you get together and take time about and quilt? She likes to do something else, crochet or something. She did take up wanting to piece quilts while and start it and quit it. And she just
now, Hazel is your daughter.
Yeah.
All right. And she's the one that's 71 years old. It lives
no,
in Akron?
No, that's my oldest.
Oh, that's another one. Okay.
This is my youngest daughter.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's the nearness of neighbors. You know, sometimes the houses are scattered and there's not another neighbor who enjoys quilting nearby.
That's right. Some, they ain't no women hardly knows how to quilt. There's one over there asked me how you put up a quilt.
And you told her, I'm sure, didn't you?
Yeah, not good. I was able to go up there and help her, but I never did. She never did say no more about it, and I never did.
Well, it takes someone who's done it to help teach someone else how to go about it. Well, have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
No, I don't think so.
So there's not any particular pattern that you would think of as being typically a Kentucky pattern?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Have you ever used quilt books or quilt magazines for ideas for your quilts?
I pieced one out of a piece. I found it in the magazine. I pieced one. My daughter's got it yet, and she never has quilted it.
So the top.
And it's made when her boys was this little. Made out of scraps of them and her daddy's shirt and her dresses. She sold a lot that time.
Now, which daughter is this?
This is the one that lives in Texas.
Okay. And what is her name?
Opal Smith.
Okay. So the children's clothes and the shirts?
Yeah. She's glad that I kept them pieces and pieced them for her. She had the top now to keep them pieces much longer, you know, of the children's shirts and things.
Do you think she'll ever quilt it?
Yeah, she will have it quilted. She don't get time to quilt much. Her husband bent the arm and his legs off, blew his knee shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, and his fingers are old, though. He can't do nothing much. Well, he does right smart, but, you know, she has to do a lot
of... Take care of him.
Yeah.
Well, quilting takes a bit of time, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, did you quilt when your children were young? If you had this many children, it sounds like you were pretty busy taking care of them, too.
It kept me busy about taking care of the children and working and doing the other things, so didn't get to quilt too much.
So was there a period of your life when you didn't quilt much at all, and then you started back later on?
Yeah, the time that I didn't quilt at all.
When did you start, after your children grew up?
Yeah, I started trying to, most later. My husband died. I've been a piecing on quilts more than ever did. And yours is just, you know, I mean regular.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't let me do nothing else much. I don't have
them doing
all the washing and cooking. And I just piece to pass
well,
the time.
Well, this is time for the, this is a good question. Then what joy or what pleasure do you get out of quilting? And why do you turn to this?
Oh, I don't know. I just like to do it, Eric. I just love to sew and do something that I can do.
And it helps to pass the time.
Yeah.
And do you get pleasure out of doing it? Do you find it's a pleasurable
just
thing?
Yeah, just passes time off and I enjoy doing it.
Did you ever applique a quilt?
Applique?
That would be the little tiny stitches that you would put like a
I
rose
never did,
or
did,
something.
Never did do that.
So you've always used the piecing of the quilt. But did you ever embroidery a quilt or a cross stitch?
No, I never did make no embroidery pieces for one. Cross stitch.
Now, would you describe for me how you would go about making a quilt stitch? Like, you're ready to sit down and quilt, and what do you do with your knot, and how do you make your first stitches? Just in...
I just get the knot tied down, and I go under here and get my knot down there, pull it through up here and under that top part, and then I just go to sewing. I just take two stitches at a time. If I've got a little short needle, I can sew better with it. And just keep on. When I go to take it out up here, I just quit sewing right here and then run my needle up here under it and clip it off with the scissors.
Then it's all hidden.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like the proper way to go about it. Did you ever write your name or sign your name on a quilt?
Never did. I got my name signed on a quilt I fixed from here, just out of scraps. I couldn't see good and I made a mess out of it. I never embroidered nothing then. I just guessed at it. So
but you do have
I've
your name on
I may make it better someday, maybe if I live.
Did you ever put your date, like when you finished a quilt, did you ever put the year and your name?
I think I put it on there.
That one. Mm-hmm. Well, they say that's a good idea, you know, so that the next generation
I've
can know when they're made.
I've been able to put it on all the rest of them, but I ain't never done it yet. I've got to put it on. If I do, I better get at it, I guess.
Well, I think we all intend to do a lot of things we don't get done, don't we?
I get sick so much after. I can't work at nothing like that.
And you mentioned your eyes gave you a little trouble.
Yeah, I had to have them both operated on.
This is cataract?
Yeah.
But you did sew by hand.
Yeah, I sold them. Me half blind there. I made some old bad outside, didn't I?
Well, the one that I saw a while ago was mighty pretty.
Yeah, I done pretty well on that. My eyes was better since I hadn't worked on anyway.
So since the cataract operation, mm-hmm. you can see better. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Do you have a favorite color, or what kind of colors do you always like to?
I like red and quilt, or black and white. Oh, I like black and white and red, blue and white. I like that. And I guess a different
just
color.
Whatever's in the.
Mm-hmm.
The if you buy the pieces already cut, it's sort
yeah.
of a surprise.
Sort of
it's
makes
what's there.
You just have to pick them out, whatever piece color you want to put together.
And so it's sort of fun to just mm-hmm. find what's there and combine it in a pleasing way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, earlier you mentioned to me that you had some real old quilts that were made by your mother. Would you describe any of those that you remember that's in someone's trunk at this time that were made by your mother?
They're in the trunk over there. My daughter somewhere at where she lives. Hey.
Now, that's the one in...
Yeah.
Which town?
I've got two of them over at Erlanger.
Oh, in Erlanger, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so you have several daughters, and I'm afraid I'll guess the wrong
yeah.
one.
Well, I've been able to take them out of the trunk and wash them or do something, or I'm out. My children keep talking about them. I'm able to let them have them for long, and I won't need them much, keep them much.
Well, anything that is your mother's would be roughly. Could we put a sort of a guess how old he might be on the quilts? If we,
I imagine that it's made in 20s and 30s, as far as I remember.
So that would be a pretty good guess that they
yeah.
released that old.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're in your daughter's trunk, who
yeah.
lives in Erlanger.
And her trunk over there, my daughter's, I've got her trunk.
How many quilts do you think are in it?
These three's old, and I give the daughter some of them.
Would you be able to estimate how many quilts you have made?
Honey, I couldn't do that. I'm just forgetful.
But of recent time, you said you probably had made 15 or 20 just tops.
Yeah.
Correct?
As far as I think I can them now. I might be missing about 15, I'll say 16. I made 16 tops, I know, and I think I counted them once, and there's 20 of them.
And you made them all on your fingers, hand stitching.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a pretty good amount. And how many years do you think that was in making the 15
oh,
or 20?
Oh, I've been sewing on them off and on for about 8 or 9 years.
Well, that's at least one a year you've made.
Yeah.
Maybe two or two and a half a year.
Yeah. I just sew a little while. I get sew sometimes I can't sew on them.
Well, tell me about your finger. If you quilt, does your finger get sore when you pick it?
Sometimes it gets awful sore, but sometimes it don't bother me too bad.
Did you use a thimble when you quilt?
Yeah, I couldn't quilt without a thimble, and there's sore, nothing. My daughter sews without a thimble. I said, hey, if you'd learn to sew with a thimble, you could do a lot better. But she said she couldn't use one. I said, if you could learn, you use it.
And it's hard for me to understand how they can push that through
I
a quilt
can't.
Without a thimble
mm-hmm.
on, without ruining their finger.
Well, she never quilts in a note, but she has sewed and made things, other things.
Now back
so
to...
So I'm having to sew something for that boy she's got. And he keeps his things so ripped up.
So you him, I mean, you mend the seams
yeah.
of clothes and things like that.
Yeah.
Well,
and
on these tops that you make, what do you do with them?
I give them to the grandchildren and children. Oh, you want me to sit here and talk?
Yeah, we got to hit that. So you give them 15 or 20 tops away?
They're not... Not that many yet. I've got some.
You still own them.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to wonder how many people then would pick up on the quilting and get them all quilted, you know, and get ready to use them.
I quilted one for my daughter down in Texas, and I pieced her 3-4 tops. And my other daughter pieced her 1 or 2. My grandson, I pieced them 2 and set them up. And The mother-in-law had a quilted for him.
Oh, good.
And then I've got a daughter fixed her about 3 or 4 there in Erlanger. I pieced out her one out of this, you know, slacks she wore, pants, how we call them now. And she'd wear them out right in here. And they's good. I said, Hazel, don't throw these. All pretty colors of them. I said, don't throw them out. I said, let me piece quilt top out of them.
So,
and I pieced the whole big enough for a big spread, and she used it for spread for about 3 years. She loved it.
And it's a memory quilt. That's her slacks outfits right there. Well, did you ever take a quilt that was about to wear out and repair it or restore it in some way?
I guess I have. I don't remember.
But in time, some pieces wear out quicker than others. I guess we've all seen that happen. Well, in giving these to your grandchildren, now you have some that you...
I've got some. Try to piece of one yet if I can.
So you're going to get them all a quilt? Is that so?
If I can, I'd love to. A top. I told them they could look at them. No, I...
And have one from great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be lovely.
If I can get them, I already started a long time ago.
Well, if you get one for every child and then one for all of their children, you've got a lot to go.
Oh, God, I've got so many. I can
Do you know how many grandchildren you have?
About 20, somewhere in 20, I think.
And then there's some great-grandchildren.
Yeah, I've got more great-grandchildren than I have grandchildren.
So you've got a lot of families that would love a quilt from great-grandmother or grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that sounds lovely. Well, in expressing your feeling about quilting through the years, in summary, we're about finished here. Would you just share with us just the pleasure you get out of quilting or just why you really find this to be pleasurable?
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. But I could. You mean just talk about the quilts, how I love to piece them?
Yeah, just how you love to get into all this.
I just like to piece them when I feel like piecing them. I'm getting old now. I can't piece, you know, get along at much pace, but I get it done sometime. And I enjoy doing it.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any advice for the people who would be starting to quilt or people that might never have quilted? That you have any advice for them?
I guess not. I don't know. I know that if they'd go to quilting, they would love to do it, piece and quilts, and enjoy it.
There seems to be a trend of people interested in quilts again, you know, for a little while. They sort of quit making quilts.
Yeah, they did stop for several years before anybody ever heard a quilt name.
And now it's booming again.
They got it to booming.
And so we want to thank you for letting me talk with you.
Well,
and
you're sure welcome.
To share your points of view about quilting.
What little I know.
Well, this has been very enjoyable.
I hope it'll be a lot of help somewhere. Maybe
well,
somebody
sure
might want that someday get and listen at it.
Well, that's true. That's the whole idea. So we thank you very much, Miss Scott.
Well,